Yeah, it's funny. The city just kind of, you know, it's good until 10th Avenue, and then it just unravels west of 10th Avenue.
Let's go up by Javits. And crazy to be putting a lot of additional money into this thing. You know, it needs to be taken down and replaced.
The real estate people on my board, you know, even in this economy, estimate that it's worth $3-4 billion. And it's worth an enormous amount, redeveloped the right way. In many ways, this is... You know, the real catalysts for the redevelopment of the West Side are Moynihan and Penn at one end, and this and the yards at the other. But you know, this is a great site because it's not an air rights development; it's at grade. This is and you know, this basically extends from 33rd Street. This is the so-called marshaling yard where they store about, you know, 10% of the trucks that come here for these big trade shows, and it goes all the way up to 37th Street. And then beyond that is the Quill Garage, and there are other things that don't need to be here.
But it's kind of like a sewage treatment plant. You got to have one, but you probably don't put it right in the central business district.
Yeah, you can see the residential development that's already going in here. Extel's on this site. You've got several new projects over here that have come in under the West Side zoning. So the residential's coming in already.
Yeah, this is built in, I think, in 1980.
So, you know, it was supposed to be a Crystal Palace, and this part of it, I guess, works. So it's not a very elegant structure.
So that's the kind of thing that doesn't need to be right here in Manhattan, that it could be in the Queens. You know, actually, from Sunnyside, you could be in East Midtown a lot faster than you can from here.
These two blocks are the 7 extension.
7's being extended.
It's never been the top of my list, but it's a good project. It's going to be part of a larger strategy to open up the West Side. And, yeah, it'll be worth it in the long run. We're going to have, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of development over on the West Side, and the 7's a part of that. Do we need to do it right now in this business cycle? I think, you know, the mayor's point of view is, I'm here, I'm ready to do it. When are we going to have a mayor that's ready to step up? He's probably right. So let's do it. And in the big scheme of things, it's pin money, but it'll produce enormous economic potential for New York. But, you know, you come back in 10 years, 20 years, and I think you'll see this. This is where the new New York is going to be. I hope we get it right. There's a lot of just old-fashioned Euclidean zoning. The irony is they planned this elegant Olympic Boulevard to go to the Olympic Stadium, and they did that in part because they didn't feel that they could do Class A office. Well, first, it was designed to do large floor plate trading floors. The zoning was organized around that, and then they thought that it would be impossible to get investment banks and other high-end tenants to want to locate across the street from Javits. And guess what? They were right. But imagine the neighborhood transformed with Javits gone, at which point 11th Avenue could become one of the great addresses in New York if you got the 7 over here, some kind of track-level shuttle service between the riverfront and 11th Avenue and Penn Station, so that you'll have easy connections to all of the transit services over there. And this will become go from being the least accessible place in New York to one of the most accessible places in New York and in the region. The other thing, you know, we're thinking of this larger scale of mega regions, and New Yorkers have a hard time with this, but the notion that the new economic geography of the country and the world is being organized not around single metros, but around networks of metros like the Northeast, and we're working very closely with Amtrak to cut travel times on the Northeast Corridor, so that it really becomes an easy day trip to D.C. and Boston, which is not right now, but it will be. And then eventually we'll move to a true high-speed service, you know, which would, you know, in theory, Washington with a TGV-type service, Washington would be an hour and 10 minutes away, Philadelphia would be 25 or 30 minutes away, and so forth. And that's where we'll go eventually. And then, you know, Penn Station and Moynihan, that complex becomes the gateway to all of that. And New York becomes the central place in the Northeast, that it's equidistant to Boston and D.C. And you can imagine people commuting or doing business in these other cities and being back the same day in a very easy, convenient trip. I don't tell you, that sounds like science fiction, but that's what the rest of the world has already built. I mean, my Penn studio this spring was in Casablanca. I think I was commissioned by the city of Casablanca to look at how they could capitalize on the new TGV line, the high-speed rail line that's being built between Tangier and Casablanca, 500 miles. Here's a country with GDP half the size of Connecticut that's you know, already got their first high-speed rail line under construction. They're building four more after that because they figured out that's how you build
a 21st century economy and mobility system. Every other industrialized country either has them built or they're under construction. We're late to this party. Good news is that after, the Bush's father and son, and Bill Clinton didn't lift a finger on this one either. You know, it's been 20 years of indecision. Obama got behind high-speed rail and stimulus and in his regular budget, and we're going to have to go back for more. And so this becomes the most convenient sort of central place to the mega region and to the high-speed rail network, to the airports, to all the things that make this a world city. I think the real issue is the economics. I'm convinced of. I'm not sure about the urban design. And we got to be really clever about how we end up doing the yards, how we do this, redevelop this site. We've in our sketch level stuff. We're old fan. We're not new urbanists. We're urbanists, and we've proposed just extending the streets to the river, creating some quality. Expanding the Hudson River Park, moving the West Side Highway in a bit, so that you create a really good piece of river edge there. I know we've been big proponents for high rise and for density over here, because my feeling is that's what New York is about, and we shouldn't shy away from it. And density is good if you could use it to support the infrastructure and pay the taxes and then make it. What it does is it makes it possible for the city to preserve all the brownstone neighborhoods and all the low and mid-rise neighborhoods, because we put the high-rise stuff and the intensive activities in places that are appropriate.